Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to my WordPress Help Desk for July 25th. This is your host, Ken Freeman. Here's what you're going to learn at my WordPress Help Desk today. On page one, in the news, the new 4.2.3 security update has come along, and we're also going to take a look at the pending 4.3.3 update that's about to happen. On page two, my WordPress focus today is about the important role of hosting in WordPress, and page three, I'll be answering your real questions. So if you're ready to get started, before we do, let me remind you of our many sponsors of our podcast. Number one, Hosting Dash Master, for the most beneficial high-speed hosting for your WordPress, hosting-master.com, wp-sitemakers.com for the award-winning, stunning website work that only wp-site-makers.com can do. And then for those who just need WordPress managed support or management of your website, go to site-keepers.com. That's site-keepers.com. Now, so if you're ready, let's get started with today's WordPress news. In the news, the new 4.2.3 security upgrade just hit. It has fixed 20 known bugs from 4.2.2, so if you have not already updated your WordPress, you need to do that right now. Well, the WordPress 4.2.3 also, even though we demanded a better security release process, WordPress 4.2.3 breaks thousands of websites. Yes, just as the WordPress 4.2.3 critical security release was automatically pushed out to users yesterday to fix an XSS vulnerability, but shortly afterwards, the WordPress.org support forums were flooded with reports of websites broken by the update. Roughly 8 hours after Robert Chaplin published a post on MakeWordPress.org core blog detailing changes in the shortcode API that were included in the release. According to Chapin, these changes were necessary as part of the security fix. And due to the nature of the fix, as is often the case with security fixes, they were unable to alert plugin authors ahead of time. However, most of them did make good efforts to scan the plugin directory for plugins that may have been affected. And with this change, every effort was made to preserve the core features of the shortcode API. And that said, there were some limitations that affect some rare uses of shortcodes. The security team had no reasonable way of accounting for every single edge case, but the negative impact of these changes was far more wide-reaching than they had anticipated. The particular use case likely wasn't covered in their testing. Unfortunately, plugin developers found out about the breaking changes only after the security release had already left a slew of broken websites in its wake. So, if you wake up today and you find that your WordPress has been broken, something's fouled out, guess what? It's because of this update. If you're on our Hosting-Master and you report such a break, call me and we can restore your site from before the update so that we can make sure that we wait for the other plugins to get right. We update it. And it also helps us to find out what was broken on your site. So that's our report. Now remember, the upgrade process will affect all files and folders in the main WordPress install, and this includes all core files that run WordPress. If you have made any modification to those files, your changes will be lost. And that's why we always recommend using a child theme. As a rule, you should always update WordPress to the latest version. And when that new version of WordPress is available, you will receive an update message in your WordPress admin screens. Now, there are two methods known for updating. One is the easiest, is the one-click update, which will work for most of you. If it doesn't work, or you just prefer a more hands-on approach, you can follow the manual update process. When updating any site, remember to back up WordPress. Before you get started with it, remember it's a good idea to back up your website. This means if there's any issues that occur when the new install occurs, you could easily restore your website. Now, complete instructions for making a backup can be found in WordPress backup section of the codecs, or you can go into your cPanel on any host that is based on cPanel, and you can use the backup control to do a full backup of both the WordPress files, but as well the database. And it only takes a second, and will create a working backup in your root folder. Now, for automatic background updates from WordPress 3.7 Plus, you really don't have to lift a finger to apply minor security updates. Most sites are able to be automatically updated, and if you're using Softalacious or any tool like that to install your WordPress, you can choose automatic updates and it will automatically update for you for most of the updates. Now, if your site is capable of one-click updates without entering your FTP credentials, then anything from 3.7, 3.7.1, 3.7.2, 4.2, and 4.2.3, all of these are available with just Update Now feature in the release. Now, with any update of WordPress, you will find that many of your plugins, if not all of them, or if they're worth their salt, are going to upgrade to try to keep up with the security practices of WordPress. And additionally, on bigger updates, some themes are going to have to update as well. Now, this is why using our WordPress management takes all the worry off your shoulders. And then we do it so that you don't have to. Now, in other news, remember that 4.3.3 is due for release any moment now. The new 4.3.3 is going to feature, as we've talked about, performance improvements in the menus, in the customizers, as well as many bug fixes and visual enhancements. New site icons have been added to the customizer, and new strong passwords have been added to the installation flow. And they report that they have fixed over 40 bugs and fixes that have been corrected. So watch for this update and get ready. It's about to hit, and probably when 4.3.3 comes along, probably your theme and your plugins are going to want to update. Now, another problem that we see in the news is email harvesters. So the question is, how can you protect your WordPress from email harvesters? Well, as you know, email spammers often use programs known as email harvesters that scan pages on the internet for email addresses to collect and send unsolicited mail. If your email address is publicly available on your WordPress, it is vulnerable to these kinds of programs. Now, there are some simple ways you can protect yourself from spam while still providing an email address to your visitors. One, you can use a substitute email address. Number two, you can disguise your email. Number three, you can use images instead of plain text email, and you can use anti-spam plugins. Now, what is a substitute email address? Well, a popular solution to email harvesting is to create a throwaway email address at free services such as Gmail or Yahoo, and you set your email address in your profile, and then WordPress makes it easy to display this address on your blog by providing the function, the author meta user email, within the loop portion of your templates. And there you can just add the tag, starting with the PHP call, the_author_meta, then a parenthesis, single tick, user_email, tick, close the parenthesis, semicolon, and then close the PHP, or you will be able to check the mail that is specifically sent from your readers. If you do see spam becoming too much of a problem, then one, you can add Spam Assassin to your server and turn up the ratchet on it to block out more and more of your spam. Or if you're using one of those throwaway alias phone emails, you can just simply delete that account, create a new one, change the email address in your profile, and boom, your site will immediately be updated without having to change anything else. Well, another way is to disguise your email. To fool email harvesters, a simple method is to convert the symbols in an email address to words, typically parenthesized. For example, steve@mac.com becomes steve@mac.dot. Close parenthesis, harvester@harvester.com. Now, this is not recognized as a valid email format, and harvesters tend to ignore it. A more complicated approach is to transform and encode characters in an address to their HTML character entity. So this means that, like, the @ would be %#64; and so on. These would appear as gobbledygook to the harvesters while your browser renders them correctly. And then there's another way, and that is that you could encode your email address. And there's a tool called mail2encoder.com that will encode your email into JavaScript. And then you could just use an anti-spam function built in to WordPress where it says in the PHP, echo anti-spam bot, and then in the parentheses, get_the_author_meta, and then in parentheses, user_email. This function, anti-spam bot, parses the email address passed by the get the author meta user email, except that it returns it rather than displaying the author's email address, and using the echo command displays the anti-spam bot. And an interesting feature is that it encodes only portions of the address and does so randomly, so the letters encoded are different each time the page loads, adding just a little bit more firepower to the spam protection arsenal. Now, another way would be to use images instead of plain text as your email. This is an easy trick to disguise your email. Just create an image of your email address using some screen capture software or image editor. Size it down to fit in the link where it says, you know, email me at this address, and just insert that little image wherever you wish. But be aware when you do that, that people that are using reading software, commonly people with vision impairment, would not be able to read your email address either. So if you use this method, use a second form of contact, like a form as well. And of course, using a form is a great way of hiding your email address, because you are using the form, and that way the form hides that. Now, anti-spam plugins allow you to hide your email, such as Pixeline's Email Protector provides a human-friendly solution that protects any mail-to link and plain email addresses inside post or a theme function. And Email Address Encoder also converts plain email addresses and mail-to links into decimal and hexadecimal entries. And another one is called Cryptix, CRYPTX. Now, there are some drawbacks, because if it's not properly configured, they might mess with the contact form where users introduce email addresses. And if they make some mistake and the form is refilled or refiltered, you know, you have to watch out to make sure everything's done properly. And then I think a less automated approach is that one over at /admin, which has the option for including disguised email addresses in posts and short code using the anti-spam bot function. Well, this is all the time we have for today's news. So let's now turn our focus to page 2 for today's WordPress focus on the importance of the role of hosting in the success of your WordPress website. Every successful WordPress depends on the role of the hosting provider to make the WordPress perform to its max. So in today's WordPress focus, I want to talk about the importance of hosting. Hosting, to most people, means nothing more than a necessary evil, an expense. And common users' logic is, if I can only spend just the least I can spend, the better. But that logic is ruining the WordPress experience for your users, and it's hurting you in Google. Now, a classic example of the way not to host a WordPress site is a site called drfreeman.com. He is a well-known plastic surgeon that is based in California and works with clients in Santa Barbara. And you would think that a WordPress site designed for such a high-end clientele would be expected by his visitors to pop on the screen. But if you were to take a visit to this medical site, you're going to be shocked to see how slowly it comes down. GTmetrics.com measured the site with a page speed of 33 seconds for the download speed. 33 seconds. Can you imagine how slow that's going to appear on a smartphone with 3G? According to Google, every second over 2 seconds, you lose visitors. We live in a highly impatient world, and no one likes a slow site, no matter how beautiful or how rich the content. Now, when you analyze such a site, you see that the web designer did a great job aesthetically, cosmetically, wrote copy accurately for the medical site. That's all good. However, there are several things that could change the outcome of this horribly sluggish website. The one factor is hosting. He hosts on a big hosting provider, but it's obvious he is on a shared hosting with many neighbors on the same IP. And because it is a shared host, it's very likely that it is not an SSD server. A responsible WordPress host would put this same site on an SSD server as the first corrective step. And why would we choose an SSD server? Because an SSD server has no moving parts. It is 100 times faster processing of a WordPress site than working on a standard SATA drive that spins to find the data. So, frankly, just by moving such a site to a true SSD server means that the 33-second website could be a 3.3-second website, which is very close to Google's expectation of a 2-second page download. Now, anything slower fails miserably in the eye of the web visitor. And, of course, inside the website, properly sizing and optimizing the big slider images and before-after images will help the site perform better. There are many other things that need to be done, such as removing queries from static files and caching the browser. But did you know that with a single plugin, WP Performance Speed Booster could change a lot of that? Changing out your caching program from W3 Total Cache or SuperCache using WordFence Security and their SuperFast Falcon caching can dramatically increase your own speed. But again, what role does hosting play? And that is that a rock-solid SSD hosting provider that cares about your speed will globally gzip compress all websites on the server so that they deliver a smaller compressed file to the browser. Gzipping can speed up your site dramatically and is only allowed through a responsible WordPress host. Now, a hosting provider that serves WordPress responsibly is also important in keeping your WordPress safe and secure. As you know, WordPress is a target of many. And an example would be a user may not know how to write an htaccess file, but your hosting provider does. Adding a correct htaccess file can stop brute force attacks and properly direct browser caching and more. A rock-solid WordPress hosting provider would be wrapping that server with both physical and internal firewalls. And using a firewall that is inside of cPanel allows spam control and block false users attempting to get into your admin area. And you can set that as tight as you want. So you can see hosting plays a very important part in the success of your WordPress. Now, we saw how slow that medical site was. Now, take a look at emcfrontline.org and notice how that site pops to the screen immediately. If you were to compare the actual page size of the download, you would see that EMC Frontline is actually more in the site than the medical site. As a result, it should be slower, and yet it comes down in 1 second. Go over to gorilla-works.com, that's spelled gorilla-works.com, and notice that it comes with a full screen video that normally takes seconds to download just for the video, but notice how fast it pops to the screen. Why? Because each of these sites are hosting on a WordPress concentric, fully optimized, gzipped host using exclusively SSD servers. Now, how can you choose your host? Well, be careful and always read the small print. Understand that every host anywhere in the world could host a WordPress, but that doesn't mean it will make your WordPress perform well. Every domain provider provides hosting. Most advertise one-click WordPress installs, but most never say they offer high-performance SSD hosting. In fact, most offer hosting as a loss leader in order that they can give away hosting to attract the masses. And this is what most hosts are doing. They're in the shared hosting business, and that's how they make their money. You can bet if a host says it's only $3.95 or $6.95 a month to host a site with unlimited space, it means you can be guaranteed there are thousands of other accounts that are necessary to pay for all their servers and manpower to keep those sites running. And when you pay that little for hosting, you are buying shared hosting on regular servers. Webs.com promotes the idea of a one-click WordPress install. Oh, we handle WordPress, they say. But they are all owned by Network Solution, and as that big, huge hosting provider, all their WordPress hosting is on their shared network with all the other Network Solution domains. Do you have any idea how many domains are hosted by Network Solutions? All of that mail in and out requires huge trunks of data lines. And now your little WordPress is squeezed somewhere in amongst all that email. And speaking with the hosting support team from Webs, asked how many sites would be on a client's IP. He said, oh, that's hard to say. I would guess several thousand. Did you get that? Several thousand other websites on your same IP. If you host on GoDaddy, you are likely to have hundreds to thousands. In New York City, a host ran sites there, and on one site I checked, they had 50,000 other IPs on their same IP. Now, as a rule, when you're hosting on the big boys, the GoDaddies, the HostGators, the HostMonsters of the world, frankly, you are buying the bottom of the barrel shared hosting, which is guaranteed to be slow and underperforming for your website. Now, how many times have you gone out and seen a site that is horrifically sluggish? More often than not, a professional site is hosted and managed and kept performing to the max, and you would expect major companies to invest in their hosting to make their user experience the best it can be. But what about you, the little guy? What about the small business entrepreneur or the small nonprofit? How can you get high performance? Well, of course, you can pay $25 a month and go over to WP Engine and get high-performance shared hosting. You can go to Studio Press and pay about $27 a site per month and get shared high-performance hosting. You can go to Media Temple and get SSD hosting for about $24. And then, of course, you can come up with Hosting-Master. And at $14.95, it's bare bones but high-performance, high-speed server hosting on our SSD and gzipped server. And when you host with Hosting-Master, if you need our managed support, it's only $5 more a month, or $19.95 a month for a fully managed WordPress high-performing host provider. And when you host with Hosting-Master, you're not only getting your own cPanel using the latest PHP, MySQL, and cPanel version, but you also have the ability to back up anytime you wish, on-site or off-site. And Hosting-Master backs up every week in the middle of the week, so that any breakdown during the week are only just days away from the last backup. Now, as you think about hosting, remember that for WordPress, you need an SSD server to process your WordPress faster. You need to optimize your site to speed up its functionality. And then together, a well-optimized WordPress and a high-speed SSD host can make your WordPress rock and roll. Well, for more information, or to get your WordPress popping on the screen, call 214-703-0505 today, or visit hosting-master.com. Now, this ends today's WordPress Focus, the role of hosting in the success of your WordPress install. So let's move to page 3 for our questions and answers. Okay, to ask a question for use on this podcast, email support at my WPHelpDesk.com or text your question to 903-926-2607. Now, our first question asks this: what is required in order to manage content for multiple websites in WordPress? She asks, do I need to set up a team of developers in order to create the template and develop many sites and manage the content on these sites? Well, of course, I don't know of many sites that are going to want the same content to be developed and shared and posted simultaneously. But if you do, then the best way would be to build your WordPress in a multi-site and use the main admin to control all updates and changes and add-ons to every account. If, on the other hand, you want to manage lots of sites, like I do, then I find that a couple of tools buy me a lot of extra time. On a Mac, you can install Mars Edit, which allows you to add each of your WordPress sites into the editor, and now when you write a post, you can add it to any of those blogs. Plus, you can download WordPress app on iPhones or Androids. You can get the WordPress app, load up your various WordPress logins. Now, on your phone, you can edit, create, or add a post to any of your WordPress blogs anywhere. I've done it from the beaches in California. I've done it on the plane. I've done it sitting here at home when I'm doing something else in the room. When is it appropriate? Another client asked, when is it appropriate to use a caching plugin? I have read a lot of blogs that seem to infer that if you have a WordPress site, whether big or small, you should use a cache plugin. Well, I think, frankly, if you want better speed with your WordPress, whether it's large or small, you need to use a good plugin that will give you that caching. For me, I prefer the single plugin, WordFence Security, which provides Falcon caching at 50 times the normal speed, and that's better than W3 Total Cache or Supercache. And it means that you can replace those and your security plugin with just one plugin and do it all. Now, another question is, I'm trying to find out if it is possible to pass information from one completed field in Gravity Forms to be the default data in another field, so that, as an example, if the billing address is the same as the mailing address. Well, the answer to that is yes, both fields could have same or different data entered, and both need to be collected. And so you can learn about how you can do that in Gravity Forms by simply going over to gravityhelp.com/documentation/article/gform_pre_render. And that will tell you all the ins and outs of setting up that type of a setup. Well, this brings us to an end of our question and answer. I hope you've enjoyed today's show. The WordPress Help Desk is here to help you. And of course, if you want to get any of our archives, if you want to listen to any of the old podcasts, you can do that by subscribing right here on blogtalkradio.com. But you can also go over to our website, mywphelpdesk.com, and go to the podcast area, and there you will see all of our archives. I invite you over, bookmark it, tell a friend about us, tell a friend about our sponsors, hosting-master.com and wp-sitemakers.com and site-keeper.com. And as you look at our sites, remember, they all come down very quickly. Why? Because the hosting really matters. And that's the takeaway from today's show. Hosting is the key to WordPress successful use. And so if you're running a WordPress, you need a good host, visit hosting-master.com. Now, join us next week for another WordPress Help Desk. I invite you to bookmark this page that you're on so that you can come back and join this discussion every Saturday morning. And then, if you will, tell a friend about us. Share us on your social media so others learn about mywphelpdesk.com. Now, until next week, this is your host, Ken Freeman, reminding you to keep building great WordPress sites. Share them with others and tell others how they can have a successful WordPress experience. I can't wait to talk to you next Saturday, same time. See you then. You've been listening to my WordPress Help Desk
with Ken Freeman. Join us next week for another discussion of WordPress Help.